Numbers 9:1, in the wilderness. I want to talk to you about being encouraged, even when you're in a spiritual wilderness. In the book of Numbers chapter 9, verses 1 through 14, we see the second Passover. We're not going to talk about the second Passover today, but rather I want to take out a few words from verse 1. Let's look at verse 1 together. The Bible says, "Now the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the first month of the second year, after they had come out of the land of Egypt." As we've been tracking through the Old Testament, we saw the children of Israel in bondage in Egypt. Then the Lord miraculously delivered them. Now they're wandering around in the wilderness. The wilderness was a dry and barren land, and so too sometimes you and I can go through spiritually dry and barren lands. Perhaps you are in a spiritual wilderness right now. If you are, take courage. God is faithful. Let's look at some other biblical examples of people who were in the wilderness. If you turn with me to the book of Genesis chapter 21, we see the birth of Isaac, Abraham's second son. Sarah, Isaac's mother, became exceedingly jealous towards Hagar, her Egyptian bondwoman. Let's look at verse 10 here in Genesis chapter 21. The Bible says, "Therefore she," that's Sarah, the wife of Abraham, "said to Abraham, 'Cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, namely, with Isaac.'" Verse 12, "God said to Abraham, 'Do not let it be displeasing in your sight, because of the lad or because of your bondwoman. Whatever Sarah has said to you, listen to her, for in Isaac your seed shall be called. Yet I will also make a nation of the son of the bondwoman, because he is your seed.'" The Bible goes on and tells us that Abraham cast them out, and in verse 14, it says that Hagar departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. They wandered in the wilderness until they were ready to die. In verse 16, Hagar says, "Let me not see the death of the boy." So she sat opposite him and lifted her voice and wept. Hagar and Ishmael were in a real predicament. They were ready to die in the wilderness. The plot continues in verse 17. God heard the voice of the lad. Then the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said to her, "What ails you, Hagar? Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad and hold him with your hand, for I will make him a great nation." Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and she went and filled the skin with water and gave the lad a drink. Hagar and Ishmael were at the point of death until God intervened for them. I don't know why, but sometimes God takes us to the brink of exhaustion, to the point of death, until he extends out his hand and delivers us out of the wilderness. Let's look at another example found in Matthew chapter 4. In Matthew chapter 4, we see Satan tempting Jesus. In verse 1, the Bible says, "Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil." You can read the temptation of Jesus in its entirety, but after Jesus' experience in the wilderness, in verse 12, Jesus begins his Galilean and public ministry. If you are in a wilderness experience, take courage, because God is faithful, and you may have a great ministry on the other side. If you are going through dry and barren times, it is crucial that you hold fast to the Word of God. The Bible tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, "Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them, for the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you." In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Like Hagar and Ishmael, Moses and the children of Israel, and Jesus, all in the wilderness, God was faithful. He did not leave them nor forsake them, and so too with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Take hope, Be encouraged and stay strong as the Lord carries you through. Will you please repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus? Dear Lord, I ask for great strength to see me through any spiritual wilderness I may be in. I desire to enter into my destiny, into the promised land you have prepared for me. May you be glorified. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.